League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday, whatever day it is. Good morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Right before the show, he hits me with that.
Some things.
Oh, God. We've got a ritual now every morning. 6:59. Lance got to go find his headphones.
These are some janky-ass headphones I got at like a CVS to do a podcast. When I first started my off-script podcast.
How's that going?
It's good. We were doing it on a regular basis, getting about 3,000 to 4,000 downloads a show.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good. Me and Chris Solis and Eric Layden.
Where is Chris Solis? I told him to come. I told Frank and Chance to come in.
I'll get Soli to come in.
Soli's got to come
in. I'm still waiting to hear from to lock in a time for Lance McCullers next week. And Lance Berkman already said he's
where is
in.
He?
He's hunting this week. He's out of town this week.
He's killing stuff.
He's killing. Next week he will be in for
I
sure.
I thought he was Christian.
Well,
and he goes and kills things.
You might want to read some of the. The Old Testament, a lot of death, a lot of killing.
Well, yeah, but
and
that
not
was,
just the animals.
Yeah, but we were killing people who didn't believe what we believed. So I'm okay with that.
We were smiting people down.
Yeah, you have to smite people. If they don't believe exactly what you believe, then they need to be smote.
Yeah, a lot of smiting.
Yes.
SEC guy used to believe in smiting.
Yeah.
The smoting of other people. So the podcast is going well. I got to get you on now so we can do it from a studio because it'll be good. Uncensored, so you can really cut it loose. It's hard the first time you cuss, although you started the radio station with a cuss, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's not hard for me. It won't be hard for me at all.
It was. There are people who on Twitter like love the podcast, but do you have to use swear words? Like, it's really the real world, Lance.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
use
how
some
we
of
talk
those
really
in real life. Yeah. So anyway, we talk about just anything, you know, whatever. I mean, sports a lot of times, but a lot of Astros when it was World Series, that was like me doing a show, was that. But Eric just finished rapping. He was filming in Vancouver. He was there for like 3 months in Vancouver filming the show Six. He was a SEAL team member, and they were filming in Vancouver, and it wrapped, and it's going to be in History Channel. He's from Kincaid here. Massive Astros fan, massive Texans fan. Was a Rockets fan, but then went to USC film school, so he became a Laker fan. He said, dude, I was there with Kobe and Shaq. He
said, the Lakers.
But anyway, we were talking about on this episode, you can just go to lzpodcast.com if you want to find it for right now, and we'll get it moved over to podcast arena or whatever. But I got to make sure David's okay with some of the language and some of the stuff on there.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. Just guess for sure.
Not sure.
But here's one of the things we talked about.
Some of the
about.
Language. Have you ever listened to The Blitz? Okay, I think we'll be okay.
A little rough. Yeah. So one of the things we just mentioned very briefly, we were talking about the hustle, different, like Christmas tree hustle, Christmas light hustle. I was guessing what the cost, like you've been in River Oaks.
Yeah.
What do you think it costs to put it on the house? I don't know. I put an over under at 2,000 and Chris goes,
way over.
Chris said like 10,000.
Dude, the lights
like,
themselves are 10,000. And then the guys to come and do it?
You think?
But by the way, I used to hang my lights. You know, I'm Bel Air. Yeah. I'm in with the poors. And, and
the poors in Bel Air, right?
Yeah. No. I was in the chimney area where that's the ghetto of Bel Air. Okay.
Okay.
And so the lights themselves, dude, are stupid expensive, and for the. And those people, yes, get them. I don't care. Buy those. It's way, I would say more than, and as big as their houses are?
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, no way. The
that's what Chris said. He goes, it's at least 10,000, and I'm like, well, then what are we doing? We need to be having a Christmas light company. All you got to do is, you know, try to get like just 50 houses. What are we doing over here with all this? I'm not saying it's pure profit, but
no,
clearly. Now, I'm not hanging anything, but I'll be a salesman.
Well,
I'm not actually going to climb in any trees or get on ladders and whatnot.
Well, you mean like Freddie and his poop scooper company?
The reason I brought it up is for this very reason. On the podcast, we talked about my buddy, Uncle Freddie, and your buddy.
Yeah.
He'll call the show at some point. He might be listening now.
He probably is.
Our guy, Uncle Freddie. So I met Uncle Freddie way back in the day when I was waiting tables. I mean, young Lance. And we've been friends ever since. And my other friend, one of my favorite guys, Harold Quijano, HQ. So we also waited tables. Harold's one of those guys who just on a whim, about four waiters, said, let's move to Hawaii. And they moved to Hawaii after talking about it for like 3 weeks.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So he's one of those guys who will do that. So Harold and Uncle Freddie said, hey, you know what's a underserved area, you know, where we can make some money? Picking up dog turds out of people's yards because they don't want to do that. And Harold, and this is when they're in their hustle age, you know, they're trying to find a hustle business. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's a great idea. This is
like
in the
odd
90s.
Jobs?
Yeah, yeah.
See, but odd jobs wouldn't pick up. Yeah, odd jobs incorporated
wouldn't. You guys wouldn't even do that. So my favorite thing is Uncle Freddie's like, yeah. Let's create a company. We'll call it Scooper Duper, and we'll scoop up dog turds out of people's yards that they don't, you know, that they don't want to. We'll do that. Okay, I'm going to do branding and marketing, and then you are going to be the labor.
The scooper.
And HQ's like, wait, what? What do you mean? No, you're the scooper. I'm going to do the marketing and right. the branding and sales. I'll be making phone calls. Like, hey. So while we're doing a podcast, I text Uncle Freddie. I said, hey, how long did Scooper Duper last? Because we were wondering, how long would one guy do all the dog turd pickups? He goes, 6 months.
That's it.
After that, Harold's like, man, we don't have enough business for me to be doing this. Like, I'm going to be doing this. I want to be super busy.
Yeah. I want to get paid if I'm going to do this. All right, so that's the start of this show.
Yeah, so,
Scooper Duper.
So my neighborhood changed the game with lights. We got a couple people who are not hanging lights. They're just projecting lights up onto their house. Yeah.
I love this idea because I don't have to do anything.
I got up this morning and drove in. Obviously, it's still dark. Damn you, Lance. It's still dark when I come to work. But
Lance.
Yeah, but I go through the neighborhood and I'm like, okay, your light's too long. You didn't turn them off. You wanted them to be on all night. Those aren't actually lights. They're just projecting lights onto their house. Multiple people are doing that.
What a great idea.
This could change the game forever.
What a great idea.
Now, it looks just the same to me.
Now it would ruin my side hustle business of putting hanging
right,
up Christmas
right.
lights.
You're obsolete already.
Yeah.
You just started it this morning, and you're obsolete.
I got a new business. Projecting Christmas lights is my new business. How does that work? I need to look into this because this is a game changer.
Like a projection TV?
Pretty much. Like they just project the lights onto multiple projectors are on their house.
Damn.
And they're just lights that just, and they kind of, and they switch so you don't, they like twinkle from green to red. And oh,
this
they
is
flash.
How you know you're,
damn, Daniel.
Isn't that how you know you're, it's dad life? This kind of stuff fascinates me and John.
Yeah.
Like for just a single guy, they're like, who cares? No, this is big, dude. This is huge. This is a game changer. 713-780-3776.
You got any other game changers out there?
Yeah. I give that number out just in case you guys have comments on this because some of you may have heard about this. 713-780-3776. That's seriously, Dell. That don't be making that up.
I'm not making it up. It was
because that's giving me something to Google.
I'm just telling you, I'd make that right turn into the main drive to get out of the neighborhood, and this big house just had projections of lights and
game.
They
changer.
Do it. You can do anything you want with those.
Yeah, is it like what they did on the bridges on 59? With the different lights, red, green.
Oh, yeah.
They all turn colors.
Are those projections?
Or do they look like? Like Christmas lights.
They're like Christmas lights.
Wow.
Were those projections?
No, those aren't.
No, those are bulbs.
Those are real.
Those are bulbs. Okay. Listen, I don't need a game change. All I need is a game. Can somebody tell me Ohio State and Wisconsin, 6.5. Ohio State's only laying 6.5 in this one.
Man, I mean, you saw they struggled last week against Michigan.
Yeah, but that's what they do, though. That game is always.
And Harbaugh, they don't have near the talent. Harbaugh's just a really good coach to even keep that one close. I would say, and they were two touchdown favorite almost.
Yeah.
I like them because Wisconsin hasn't played. I just don't think they played anybody.
They
I don't
haven't
trust
played anybody.
Hornibrook against. I don't. That offensive line's
until
not bad.
Until they saw Iowa and they slapped that ass. Don't forget. Yeah, they slapped right. that Heine.
Yeah.
The kids are on their way to school, right? I got to remember that.
No, I said the kids are different now. Ass is no big deal.
Yeah, mommy. Did he just say slap that ass?
Did the A-man just... I heard the bad man on the radio say what daddy told you he was going to do to you. Remember when I came into the room when I wasn't supposed to?
Why is he the bad man?
I'm the bad
for
man.
Years,
I've always
he's
been the bad man.
For years, he's the bad man on the radio.
Yeah.
Don't do what the bad man says.
What about Oklahoma 7 over TCU?
Nah, I'll take my Patterson chances.
You will?
Points. Yeah. GP, I don't even care about who TCU has.
Don't forget last time.
I got you, but GP just is about that life.
Dell, 9.5?
Yeah, I know, which is Miami loves being considered the team that can't win. They've played their best when people say, nah, you got no shot. So I kind of liked
nine the loss seems a little and the disrespectful on the number.
I like both. The loss last week to Pitt and
isn't
the disrespect.
Nine a little hot on the number? Seems a little high.
Especially since... Yeah, I don't know, Kelly. I don't know.
Since Miami has turnover chains?
Auburn 2.
They're a different team away from Jordan Harris.
Yeah, Kerryon's a big part of that offense, and he's got a shoulder injury. What's his status for this week, Kerryon Johnson? Dude, Kerryon Johnson, after I watch him against Bama, I'm like, I need to go pay attention to him. This is a grown-ass man right here.
Yep.
I really need to go pay attention to him. He got 109 yards between the tackles. Only the first player this year to get 100 yards between the tackles. The first one since like 2014 against a Nick Saban defense. That's you got to be physical to do that because you're going to get beat up. And I would say I like Auburn there, but Georgia's been consistent. Georgia, it's a little bit of a revenge game for Georgia. And I don't know if Kerryon Johnson's not healthy. I'm not sure I like that. Although Stidham is playing a different brand of football now than clearly he was before.
So. He is. But, I mean, it wasn't long ago that they just beat the snot out of Georgia.
Hey, get Tyler in here
real
quick.
Before that, what do you think of Petway?
Just a banger. Really? I don't think much of him.
You know?
Nah, I looked. I mean, he's a short yard. It's just a big old hammer.
That's old school Christian Okoye.
Yeah, he's just great big, and I don't think he's a pro back, personally.
Tyler, he's got an update on lights. What do you say, Tyler?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
Hey, man. I was actually at Home Depot on Sunday, and I told my son we were going to put up some lights. And you're right. This is a game changer for dads everywhere. I'm a young dad, so all my friends don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about all these cool new Christmas lights. But I went into Lowe's, told my kid we were putting up lights, went home and bought a projector. And then he just was pissed. He thought we were going to hang lights, get up on ladders, and do all that.
Wait, is it available at Home Depot?
Yeah, you get it. Home Depot, Lowe's, Walgreens, everywhere. They're like $50.
Never even
definitely
heard
worth
of this.
It.
Scott McGrath just texted me. Said light projection is great. Takes me 14 minutes to put it up.
This is going to be exactly
it is
what
a,
I do.
It's a life changer.
People are chiming in saying it's old news, but I hadn't seen it.
I don't care if it's old news. It's important news.
Supreme was old news, allegedly. We just learned about it.
That's true.
Okay,
light projectors is right here on their front page.
I love light projectors. I don't need it anymore.
Starting in
don't tell me that this is light projection. That's light projection?
Man, my wife is going to be pissed when my house is lit up and I hadn't had to do hard work. No. I already know she wants me just to get up have to put in the hours, you know.
Dude,
I had the
two-story and I'm hanging over the side of the house and my wife's like, you're going to fall someday.
No, but keep going.
Could it be this year?
Keep going. Oh, and by the way, as a side note, sign this real quick. What is this? Always added a million on life insurance. Higher. Go higher. I told my wife, I said, you know what? You know why I won't add to my life insurance policy? Because this is life insurance.
Yes.
This ensures I will live if I keep this low. I gotta keep this low.
Right. Dude, my sister's ex is a company doing Christmas lights. He does houses in River Oaks. Price starts at $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way over. I build custom homes in River Oaks. Way over. Yep. All right. 714 ESPN 97.5. Oh, my God. It's hard to get excited about a commercial at 7:14.
Go ahead.
But I am. I tweeted out last night. I was at China Garden, and I got my Coors Light there. Even Daryl Morey retweeted it because of how enthusiastic I was before the Rockets game. I've got the Coors Light. And it's just, and then, oh, well, you know, that's stop, because Coors Light is the best tasting beer ever. So I don't want to hear about, you know, your foofy beer, whatever. But you know what? Real men drink Coors Light. That's what real men do. Okay. That's and I said it. There, I said it. The thing about it is that it's got the taste that is always so consistent that you're going to get over and over and over again. You're getting the same. It's what I think beer tastes like. That's just me. But how about you? What is it? I'm not crazy about it. Well, try Coors Light. If you haven't tried Coors Light, you need to. It is awesomeness, pure awesomeness. I just downloaded the app yesterday. Yes, there's a Coors Light app. Yes, there is. And thanks to them, I have a Coors Light lifestyle. Like I didn't before, but I do now, even more so. It's Coors Light. Please get there. It's Coors Light app is Coors Light XP. Next time you grab for a beer, go for Coors Light. I love them. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Coors Light. Drink responsibly. If you haven't tried Coors Light or you haven't had some in a while, try it. Coors Light.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Yeah, the first thing, honestly, that I thought of with projector lights. Yeah. He's watching a projector light video. The first thing I thought of, that's easy to steal.
I think of it with everything. I live in an area where people come down my street. It's a shortcut street. And I think of it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to put this out.
You can't put anything out there.
I don't want to put this out. I want to get cool.
I'm watching the news last night. People have on their porch giant nutcracker statues. You know, that
I mean, they had them.
Yeah. Because this woman, and she looked like she was normal. Not actually, kind of, she was the hot robber. She just walked up and started picking them up. The giant, like bigger than her. And she's carrying them off. And she's like, she's shopping in these people's porch. I mean, what is wrong? Can't have anything nice. You can't have anything
nice. I don't know. This looks like it does change a game, though. It looks like everything.
So how can you not get them stolen, though?
It's easy. You just get a dog and then you...
And go in the front yard?
It's not going to go well with PETA, but you could just chain a dog outside near the light housing.
Yeah, well, but, you know.
Maybe an electric fence.
And throw some meat every once every...
Maybe an electric fence around the small housing.
Yeah. I don't know that you want that. You don't want a pit bull in your front yard, you know, just ready to eat anyone.
Nothing says Christmas like a pit bull.
In the front yard, chained up, where it can only get to the lights. Anyone who's near your lights.
Another ho-hum win for the Rockets, just slapping people around yesterday. Yesterday, it was the Indiana Pacers. They got it there. You were at the game?
I was there. It was really... Yeah,
all I got from yesterday was you were drinking Coors Light and having egg rolls. That's all I got.
That's
from
all.
That.
Yep. No, but I went to the game. Saw Bun. He threw up the first shot, missed. And then the Rockets threw up a bunch and missed in the first quarter. But then they got it together. The stands were... about empty to start the game. And then I look up in the third quarter and it's almost full.
Magically full.
And I was like, and there's really no one coming in. The game has started. There was really no one entering. It really is. I think the 7 o'clock thing really hurts this team.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's awesome to be done at 9:30, you're out of there and back at China Garden with a Coors Light at 9:30, which is the best thing.
This is no lie. I think, I got this survey. It's a big survey that I think it's ESPN does it behind the scenes. It's like it's a huge industry-wide survey, and it surveys. It's very important because it surveys all the age groups and genders, age groups, and surveys their likes and dislikes about sports. And I'm saying like individual sports. Tennis, hockey, baseball, basketball, and all that stuff. And how much do you like it and how much do you consume it? And one of the interesting things on here is that and this isn't going to surprise you. I know it's not going to surprise you, Dell, is that basketball is really coming up. It's coming up big. Basketball is the hipster sport. And a lot of hipsters watch basketball.
It's fast. It's like 2017. Everything you want to fast.
Yeah, and that's what. And basketball is really making gains. Football has stayed the same, and baseball in some age groups it's gone up, and others it's gone down. Soccer is making substantial gains in 12 to 18.
But haven't we always said that though?
Yeah, but it continues to go up. I mean, that's why Fox Sports has, you know, TV. I mean, NBC Premier Sports League, TV deals now, and that's why you have guys like Jason, Texag 97, Jason, who's a big Aggie, who you wouldn't think like this isn't a British guy. This is just a guy who wears boots and goes to Aggie games and is a diehard Premier League fan. And there's lots of guys like that. But the younger generation who have played a lot of and are coming up with FIFA, like my kids, they know all the players. They don't even have to watch. They know all the players. So that's getting big. But here's the other big advantage. A soccer match, this is a built-in advantage. This is why soccer is going to keep on climbing and basketball is going to keep climbing. You know how long they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
It's Premier League, 45 minutes first half, 45 minutes second half. The halftime is whatever, 15 minutes, and you have added time, which isn't that much. Man, you're in it. 2 hours, you're in and out. That's done.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Basketball, you're going to go 2.5 hours
max. 2.5 hours, that's it.
And you're done.
Yep.
Baseball, as we saw in the playoffs, could go into the four-hour range. It could go
Game
really,
five.
Really long. Football is longer, too.
Well, yeah.
You know,
the Aggie-Tennessee game last year?
Well, college is ridiculous.
It's stupid.
College just has to roll their clock, and they're going to be a lot better off if they do it like the
Well,
pros.
And halftime can't be 40 minutes.
I don't want
to. That's what I loved about the NFL, 12 minutes, and that's it, and you're back on the field.
Yep. But that, I think basketball, one of the advantages is the short attention span generation is going to continue to seek out things that, you know, I'll give you 2 hours.
Yeah.
Kind of. And then I need you while I'm on my phone watching.
Right.
I'm on my phone doing other stuff too.
Right.
But baseball is going to be harder. Like, you know how it is. You go to a baseball game. If there's anybody under the age of 30, if they watch 18 minutes of a baseball game, it's a miracle.
Yeah. It's.
You do get this though. The selfie in the background with the baseball, you know, with in the back. Take a picture right here. Take a picture right here. Yeah. Me in the background. And then I want to get the pumpkins in the back.
Yeah. Oh,
those are oranges. Those aren't pumpkins.
Those aren't pumpkins. All right, let's get Phil in here. Paul, rather. He wants to talk about lights. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning, man. I love the show.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen, that lady who was pork shopping last night, that happened here in Pasadena.
No
way. House that belonged to a teacher here at one of the local high schools. But anyway, nevertheless, I just wanted to say something about those projector lights, man. I mean, come on, guys. For the sake of mankind, for the sake of tradition and pride, no projector lights, please.
Nah, I'm sorry.
That's the lazy man's way.
That's right.
Things, yep. Man.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a. And you know what? Hey.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
Doing things the easy way. But come on, guys. Nope. I spend the whole week of Thanksgiving getting my house all decked out, lights, ornaments, yard art, things like that. Me and my boys, when they were little, we used to do that as they were growing up. Now they're all gone out of the house, so I'm stuck doing it by myself. But, hey, I still have fun doing it. And then my neighbor down the street thinks he's going to outdo me by putting 4 projector lights on his damn yard. That makes me sick.
See, that's where this is your beef. Your beef isn't with us being lazy because we've always been lazy. Your beef is you're projecting us because your neighbor's trying to out hustle you with the projector lights, and you know he's taking a short.
Yeah.
That's why people start hating on me when I'm using my wood pellet grill because I'm like getting perfect briskets, and I just have to tell you, keep messing with your fire and your temperature and all that stuff. I'll just keep plugging my temperature in and go inside and watch TV.
Paul, stop light watching. Okay.
Hey, you know,
don't watch that man's lights.
Hey, that man, leave that man's lights alone.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I have nothing against laziness. I mean, hey, I'm lazy on a lot of things else. Hey, my dad always told me, man, if you want to find the easiest way to do something, put the laziest man on the job.
Your dad's a smart man. Your dad's a smart man.
But man, look, the other night I saw my neighbor putting all his lights out there. And he's got 4 projector lights. Man, you don't know how bad I want to go out there and unplug them damn things. Man, it just made me sick.
How long did it take? About 18 minutes?
You know what's another thing that gets on my nerves? And all these damn blow-up dolls that he puts in their yard, you know, just plug them in and let's go. They think it looks nice. I'm going to take my BB gun and start shooting those things
Wait, let me ask you this then. So what do you think about people who, like, I've got someone down the street from my neighborhood that has they have a great-looking house, but they also call this company. They come out the day after Thanksgiving, and they're out stringing all lights. Like, so that guy isn't doing any work. He's paying someone else to do it. So
that's fine.
So no. That's. But how do you feel about that, Paul? If somebody's hiring a company to do it, but it is real lights.
I think it's laziness. Okay. There's no tradition in it. There's no pride, no self pride, no tradition. You know what I mean?
Oh really? Well, you cutting your yard? You cutting your lawn, Paul?
He probably is.
I cut my own lawn. Yes, I do.
You don't be that guy.
I'm 48 years old. That's a wrong question. I still do my own yard work, my own gardening, everything. So
well, now, you're killing the economy. Congratulations.
Yeah. There's
I bet you want a wall, too.
Hold on. Why are you getting mad about Paul doing things the real way?
Wall.
Why are you getting mad
about...
But you
want a wall.
What?
You want a wall.
I don't care if there's a wall. If you want to know the truth.
Why you get after Paul about a wall? You would like a wall.
I don't care if there's a wall, as long as it's see-through so you can see if they're throwing drugs over it.
Parcels of drugs over. You don't want to get hit in the head by them.
What? Here's the thing. For you to ask Paul about if he did his yard when he just told you about all the Christmas light stuff.
That was not a good question.
That was automatic.
That's right. A lawyer always has to know the answer before he asks the question. and that was a bad move by me.
Yeah.
Bad move.
Yeah, no, Paul's doing his stuff.
Yeah.
And then John tried to get aggressive with the guy who actually does the hard work. Yeah, I do. I cut my own yard. I put my shirt. Look at you, idiot. You're killing the economy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just doing things with my kids and having traditions.
How are we going to have everybody around here that likes to cut lawns? How are we going to have those people?
Don't worry.
I'm doing hard work. And
I got those guys. I don't cut the – I'm not doing that.
He's
no
a
kids.
Single guy, young.
It's the point,
he
man.
Naps in the afternoon, and he still pays somebody.
I got kids.
No point. I'm not doing that.
I'm not having my kids do it because they'll just mess it up.
Oh, no.
It'll just
good
mess
luck
up
asking my
yard.
Kids to do it.
I did it. You did it.
I did it.
Yeah,
too.
That's why I don't want to do it anymore.
But we can't ask our kids to do it.
I did it.
No, because my kids will screw up. They'll screw it up.
I did from the ages of 8, from I was about 10 when I started sweeping up, and then 12 when I started cutting the grass to about 26. I'm not doing that anymore.
No.
I put in my
time. They
don't
raise the prices.
Yeah.
Like, why would I not, man? I would just, like, what is the price still the same?
Yeah.
Damn, no matter kids can't have. I had a company where I would go around the neighborhood and mow grass for $20. You know how much I pay right now? $25.
Yeah. No, that's something.
I'm like,
that,
man, pizzas and cutting grass, this price doesn't go up.
And, oh, by the way, how long does it take you to do it? And how long? It takes them 3 minutes to cut your lawn.
I don't know how they get done so
fast. It's unbelievable.
My guy, it's him, his wife, and now their son, who used to be young. Now he's like, I don't think they may have skipped some school with that one. They're done with my yard. They do 3 yards. My yard and the two next to us, it takes them to do 3 yards like 40 minutes.
That's it.
It would take me 4 hours to do that.
Yeah. So thank you, Paul. You're ruining it for everybody.
No,
my
Paul,
wife sees you out there mowing your lawn.
Paul, I respect
you. You know how
that'll
go for me?
I respect your hustle.
731 ESPN.
Really? Is your wife going to be out at Pasadena just yard watching people? Is it really going to ruin your day?
I was driving through Pasadena, and this guy named Paul. Yeah, I found out his name. He's out there cutting grass. What are you doing, John?
Look at that guy.
Yeah, Paul called the show the other day.
You're ruining it for everybody. 731.
Maine.
Nice job, Del. Oh, that's my fault.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
.736 here on the bench, Lance Erline, John Granato with you, along with Dell. Dell is the guy who plays the music. And it just kind of keeps us in check when things go awry. Projector Christmas lights is equal from going from old school log feeding temperature watch meats. Temperature watch meat smoking to wood pellet grill meat smoking. That's exactly what I said, Jose. And by the way, that's a good thing.
I don't think he's a fan of it, though.
This is something.
I don't care.
He says, just be careful while setting up the projector lights. Your neighbor will really get mad at you when the disco light show is shining in their bedroom at 3 a.m. Like, come down, knock on your door, mad. Paul and Katie. Paul and Katie did that? Nice. Kirsten is driving. Kirsten, call us.
Kirsten. Okay. Kirsten.
That's what I said.
Call us.
Kristen, call in.
We see you got an opinion on Twitter.
Yeah. We see your little opinion.
Yeah.
Is this it our Kirsten?
See, but this is a thing with women. If we get the easy way out of something.
That's all it is. They just are haters.
They hate that we do things.
So we're working smarter and they have an issue with this.
Hey, Nicole, if you're driving right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, because I can 100% guarantee you, even though this would be easier and look better and be a whole lot cooler, she'll hate it. You know why? Because it's not a grind.
No,
you know
right.
What?
It's not a grind.
Because it took you 4 minutes to set it up.
You know, not a grind. The whole back and forth when you're asking me to take down the lights because they've been on too long? We don't even have to deal with that. But
here, I'll take them
down.
Dude,
I did.
Pull the plug out.
I did this for 15 to 20 years at my house, on the roof, hanging over. It took all day every year to do this. And it could be, and I could have had a projector.
I mean, how you could have invented that and made a ton. Oh, you wouldn't even be here anymore. You'd just be laying down.
No, I'd be.
You'd just be laying in at your house with Coors Light bottles.
Empty Coors Light bottles on the 18th tee. That's where I'd be.
Brad says, well, John Granato, and he sent it to you. He said, Lance started a Christmas light hanging business this morning, and it's already obsolete. Christmas light projectors, game changers. Hashtag radio gold. It is.
It really is obsolete. Longhorn Scott, once again, everybody loves when Longhorn Scott calls in. He got such a good reception the other day.
Oh, they loved it.
What do you say, Longhorn Scott?
Hey, guys, good morning. You know, I don't know much about Paul, but I'll tell you one thing I do know. I'll guarantee you, Paul is not a Texas grad, okay? Because if you're worried about busting on a man for paying to put lights up, that probably means you can't afford it. And so you're hating on the people that can. But I don't know that.
Total another heel turn by Longhorn Scott.
Hey, let me tell you about how this Texas X does it, by the way. I don't pay a man to put lights up either. For the 3 weeks, actually weekends preceding Christmas every year, I've got a contact that comes in, and we do a full live reenactment of the birth of Christ. I've got a manger that actually dates to roughly the time of Christ's birth from Israel. I have 13 actors I bring in, each of whom have at least appeared in one on-Broadway play within the last 12 years. I keep this manger stored in a climate-controlled storage unit in an undisclosed location, and we bring in livestock. That is why I do have a few Aggie friends, because when you need a burro and a sheep, stuff like that, my Aggie friends come through for me. But, no, we don't play around. We do it right. And that's, you know, when you're a Texas ex, you know, yeah, you certainly don't do your lights yourself. So, look, Paul, I'm sure you're a nice dude, and I really don't care if you put your lights up or not, because honestly, frankly, judging a man for whether he puts his lights up is kind of like judging him for his fashion sense. Leave that sort of stuff to women. Let them worry about judging another man for how he conducts his Christmas yard business. You know what I'm saying?
That's how the Longhorns do it.
I'm fine with that part. The rest of it seemed a little excessive. The rest of his call where
it didn't feel like
a roundabout way. It was a long setup just to say Aggies have livestock.
Yeah.
And that was just a big long setup.
That was the payoff.
Isn't that his entire existence?
Yeah.
What he does, no matter what it's about, is to get a dig in on the Aggies.
On the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no question.
Dez says, neighborhoods need to separate the best light competition into real, hired, and lazy AF.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care how y'all separate. I haven't had lights on the last 2 years.
I'll win the lazy AF every week, every year. Sure.
Whatever y'all want to do,
and
go ahead.
And notice,
I don't care.
Another woman chimes in about how lazy it is.
Yeah. What? Kirsten.
Kirsten. Desiree.
Kristen.
It's not Kristen.
Whatever.
And by, like I was saying, by the way, you know what happens once the lights go up? And it's after Christmas. There's 4 weeks of battling. When are the lights coming down?
It's the worst.
You just unplug the projector and the lights are down.
Yeah.
That argument goes out the window.
You pull them out of the yard, out of the grass, like, and you put them in the garage, and then you take them back out after Thanksgiving.
Hey, now I for real want to hear from a female perspective, 713-780-3776, because this feels like just straight hater stuff.
No,
it has to be.
That's all this is.
What's the reasoning behind having the person you allegedly love risk his life to put up some lights?
That's a good point, though.
No, because they want to see us do stuff.
Well,
we have to be doing stuff.
Did they marry you for you to do stuff or to be a smart, loving man? You know what? I'm plugging in some stuff and it's over.
Yeah, but Dell, as you get married, the longer you get married, Dell, there builds up some
resentment,
some long term resentment. Yeah, and this is a chance for them to like. It's a passive aggressive way to just see you suffer. That's all it is.
Hey, you want to talk about this? So I moved from 9 to 1 to 7 to 11.
Right,
my wife. So what are you going to do with the rest of the day? Nothing. What do you mean, what am I going to do? Like golf? She's like, well, you could get another job.
You mean wait tables? Should I be a barista?
What? I was like, what? I can get another job? Maybe you could flip houses or something. I don't know anything about
That's
flipping.
That's why I go to renters.
You know what I know about? Drinking Coors Lights on the 7th green.
So a 2-hour difference means you need to get another job.
Man.
Stop already. Damn. What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
What are you
going to
do?
Yeah, marriage seems lovely.
Oh, God.
What does it matter with everyone who just, or men in general? Yeah, I would love to get married. Why?
Because you love them.
Your day's been moved up 2 hours and all of a sudden you need to get another job?
So you can go to Starbucks every morning for her.
So we got Stu's mad on hold because he wants more sports talk. But here's the thing. We'll get to it, Stu. What? But today we're handling stuff.
Okay.
There's just some man business that we got to handle today.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you know what the big topic today is that everybody is talking about?
Chris Clark's out for the year.
Yep. You know what the big topic today is? That it's this freaking offer by the NFL of 100 or 89 million.
From 100 to 89.
Went from 100 to 89.
It seems like
100 to $89 million.
Yeah.
$89 million that the NFL will give
over 7 years to social justice.
If you stop, it's not even a demand. You have to stop kneeling. Would you please, if we give you this money?
It's a payoff.
It's hush money.
And look, I talked to somebody in the league who said when Jerry Jones and Bob McNair were talking, they said, these guys are so stupid.
Yeah.
If they would just shut up and behind the scenes say, hey, we want to give money to some of your social justice causes, a lot of this, if not all of it, would go away except for a few stragglers in Seattle because that's how Seattle rolls.
Yeah.
And there's somebody in the league who said that. That's all they got to do is just shut up. And I think they're right because that's what they're trying to do now. It's just this is just payoff. All right.
So I guess we could talk about that. 744 ESPN 97.5.
We got to break it. What I find interesting about it is now there's a beef inside the player side.
Yeah.
About this
Eric
whole thing.
Eric Reed versus everybody.
Eric Reed versus
Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, Malcolm Jenkins.
So let's talk with Mark though. Mark Klein. Speaking of lights and Christmas and all that you have to do. Hey, how about this? Is this a lazy man's way out? When you go over to Klein's and you go, hey, give me that diamond pendant or those earrings or that ring or whatever jewelry you want to get. And Mark does all the work and then you just go pick it up for our Christmas party. Is that too lazy for her? Mark, is that lazy?
No, it's fantastic. At least you're getting her something. You know, it'll be a good Christmas for her. She's taking care of you all year. You might as well go out there and get her something. You know, that's what we did for her.
Get her something really nice that she's going to love. A diamond from Klein's.
Whatever. Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, anything in jewelry, we do it better than anyone else in the city. We've been doing it since 1969. It's busier than ever. You come into the store, you look at the diamond rings, the diamond pendants, their earrings, they're sitting right there. You pick them up, and with any purchase, you're going to get a dinner for two from Damaris Barbecue. You're also going to get a dozen roses from the River Oaks Plant House, so it's right down the street. Just go pick them up. So I take care of you as well. So we appreciate you coming in. You appreciate you getting the greatest deal in the city. Don't go to the mall and get jacked up. You got to at least call me on the phone or text me. You can do that at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. It's the best deals, the best diamonds in the city of Houston. We make everything right there in the store. Anything you need in jewelry, just give us a call.
That's it. KleinsJewelry.com. KleinsJewelry.com. Guys, this is the best way to go about it. Come to the Christmas party, pick up that gift for her on the 22nd, and let's go. KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
That's dope. Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Les, we still need a female voice on this, that you just get pissed off because we do it the easy way, because it's the easy way out. Even if it's better, cheaper, it looks better, everything about it is better.
Less dangerous.
Yes, you still get pissed off because it's so easy.
Hey, let me ask you a question about fantasy football for a second. It's really about... I hate even saying his name out loud, but Case Keenum. So my son Snacks, who has a fantasy football team, he comes to me and he says, "Dad, why is Case Keenum still available all these fantasy leagues?" And I just said, I think it's because everyone expects Teddy Bridgewater to come back or whatever. I looked in our league, John. There he is.
Case Keenum.
And I was like,
"You just added him. I just added Phillip Rivers. I said, you know what? Yeah. I'll take Rivers over Case Keenum.
I don't get it either. In our league, in CBS Sportsline, 34% of people start him. Like, he's been a. I don't understand. It's like, no, even in fantasy football, people aren't buying in. Not in real football, people don't want to buy into Case Keenum. And even in fantasy, he's available in fantasy football leagues. And
you got Thielen, don't you?
Adam Thielen. You got Adam killer.
Thielen. So wait a minute. Adam Thielen is awesome, right?
Yep.
I had to stop playing Jordy Nelson because Aaron Rodgers was out. If you're playing Adam Thielen, that means that the guy throwing it to him is probably pretty good and doing a nice job. And Adam Thielen right now is starting on, I would imagine, 98% of his teams 94, or 100.
94.
94.
Adam Thielen's killing a game.
He's killing
year.
It. Yeah. And so, wait a minute. Case is the number two quarterback behind Deshaun Watson as far as quarterback rating goes this year.
There's just not love in the streets for Case Keenum from the average fan.
No. I think you got the same thing going on that coaches do. This is what coaches do. Except in Tony Romo's case, that was really weird. Tony Romo was an undrafted free agent out of Eastern Illinois. Mm-hmm. Usually a coach will look at you and go, "You're an undrafted free agent out of Eastern Illinois. We can't trust you." With Case Keenum, you're out of University of Houston. You're 6 feet. Sorry, we can't trust you. Well, wait a minute. Look at what I'm doing. Why can't you trust me? Why is Mike Zimmer not said, "You know what? This is Case's team. I don't want to hear any more about the quarterback situation here."
Man, that's tough to say it's his team, though. It's one thing to keep him in and have him continue. Like, I'm all for that. You got to let him keep rolling.
But with a quarterback, Lance, you know this as well as anybody. You can't be looking over your shoulder. If you throw a pick, and he's thrown a couple of picks, and then all of a sudden it's Teddy Bridgewater. And then the camera goes to Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy Bridgewater stands there.
But you can't control that. You can't control what the camera's going
to
do.
No, you can't. But yes, you can. All you have to do is say, "I don't care what Case Keenum does. He's my guy."
Yeah, I got you on that. But at the same time, that's a precarious situation because that's a first-round pick, Teddy Bridgewater. I think you want to keep Teddy Bridgewater and maybe the players engaged because Teddy is probably going to be their quarterback of the future if he's healthy.
What do you think that locker room thinks right now?
I think that locker room wants to keep rolling with Case as my...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know what you got.
Yeah. I mean, well, look what you got. Look what he's been doing.
There's no way, and I know this is going to make everyone mad, but there's just no way that Minnesota is saying Case is our quarterback of the future. Now, maybe that's unfair to Case because, look, they already traded first and second rounder for Sam Bradford. Dumb. But they were trying to save their season last year. They traded... they traded up for into the first round for Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, here's the problem with that, though. Let's just look at numbers. If every NFL team, how many NFL teams would like to have Case Keenum's numbers. Forget what he looks like. Forget everything. The production that that dude is given, it's top five in the league. Top five in the league. So there are 27 other teams that go, wow, I wish my quarterback was playing that well. But because he looks like Case Keenum, he's tall as Case Keenum. He can't be the guy.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is, so the narrative on a guy who's like Baker Mayfield size, I don't know where Baker Mayfield projects in a draft. Right now I'm having a hard time because physically you don't draft those guys until third round at the earliest. I don't care because Baker comes from a scheme. Baker is smaller than normal. Everything about him says you don't take that guy in the first or second round. I don't care if he throws a zillion touchdowns. There's been millions of college quarterbacks who've thrown for zillions
touchdowns.
There's a
lot of guys that don't translate. They don't translate. I don't know, though, about Baker translating.
I know. He's getting to be tricky because Baker has so many years of production now and, you know, going into Ohio State and doing what he did. And I was watching some of the tape yesterday, and I mean, he did some good things. There's some things that aren't as great, but he's got unbelievable confidence. There's a lot of things alike. I don't know where he's going to end up because usually, like you said, they need to look like Sam Bradford. Teddy Bridgewater is a little thin, you know, but Teddy Bridgewater does a lot of things that look like an NFL quarterback. Case doesn't have a big arm, but he's got really quick release, really quick release. He's smart. He's gotten better with the way that the ball. I think that what Bill O'Brien has done, what Bill O'Brien, people in Houston are not going to, they're going to sleep on this. What Bill O'Brien has done with Deshaun Watson and changing his offense to fit Deshaun Watson could change the game in the NFL, the landscape. I guarantee you teams are going to look at Lamar Jackson differently. They're going to say, you know what? Yeah, we know there's a lot of things he doesn't do that's pro style, but look what O'Brien did with Watson.
They were doing that with RG3. And we just talked about this yesterday. Caught up.
Yeah, but the thing with RG3 is one of the things that caught up with him is that he,
Colin Kaepernick, caught up.
See, Colin's not a pocket, can't win from the pocket. Deshaun's showing some ability to win from the pocket. RG3, they were running him, and he didn't know how to slide. No. He was getting his teeth kicked out.
But after that, then, he was not productive.
You notice that Deshaun doesn't take a lot of big hits?
No, he doesn't.
He's pretty good.
Russell Wilson. I mean, I think Russell Wilson is the guy that probably changed it.
Russell, I would think, but a lot of people have slept on Russell Wilson for a long time. I think people are going to look at Lamar Jackson and say, we need to do some of the diamond stuff that Bill O'Brien did with the, you know, work in some zone read looks and let him pass off of it. We can use play action to keep him.
Are you buying the criticism of Bill O'Brien, though? You had Case Keenum. Look at what Case Keenum's doing. No. And look at what Tom Savage is doing.
I don't buy that at all because that was, I mean, Case was never considered to be. Case, first of all, Case didn't play the same way in Houston. He had that one game with Andre that was great against Kansas City. And then Case kind of fell off a little bit. I think Case has just gotten better. He's just gotten better. That's what happens with quarterbacks. They get better with experience. They get better the more they learn. Case is better in the pocket. He's better pre-snap. He has more, you know, he has, I think, more poise in the pocket right now, all that stuff. I don't hate on Bill O'Brien for not, you know, going all in on the 6-foot quarterback with a lesser arm. I mean, how can I?
Yeah.
You know, he's got a certain thing that
no,
he wants.
Well, no, as a backup. I mean, they botched this. You had Brandon Whedon. You had Case Keenum. Case Keenum went to the Rams as a backup.
Yeah.
He went to Minnesota as a backup. You let a guy that could potentially win football games for you.
Yeah, he was a solid backup. You could have known. Now, he's been a good starter now for Minnesota. But you could have looked at him and said, solid backup and kept him. Yeah, I agree with that. Savage is big and pretty and throws it nice. Well, you don't rush Savage. Man, he can throw really good football. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, he's great in shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Great. He looks the part.
If you want to give him 4 seconds to pass, he can hurt you a little bit through the pocket if you want to give him 4 seconds to pass.
Or he'll throw into double coverage.
Or he'll throw it to the right in the back of the head of one guy. Right.
Now, let me know when he has 4 seconds to pass.
Well, Deshaun led the league with 4 seconds to pass because Deshaun created a plenty of time back there for himself.
You guys are talking a lot about Case Keenum. There's a feature I've been told. We got to mention stuff like this. There's a feature on SportsMap about Case Keenum. So if you want to go check that out, the guys talked about it. We have something on SportsMap about it.
Keenumites?
Yeah, if you Keenumites want to hear more about Case Keenum, and I guess you guys satisfied Stu, you talked about sports, so he hung up.
I will say this, though, about Case Keenum when he came out. Dana and Cliff and Summy all said, you guys doubt him, and you guys can doubt him all you want. that dude, his footwork, his work ethic, he's a winner. That dude is going to be a pro and a really good pro. They were all in on something. They knew him really well, and they were all in on him. Now, and we all, whatever, that's your guy, blah, 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 blah. No, that guy can play.
Do you know I had, do you remember, you won't remember this, where Holgorsen got upset with me because I said, he was listening on the air and he met us over Jake's Philly Steaks. And I'd made a comment about, you can let Wes Welker go because Julian Edelman can do everything that Wes Welker can do. Dana didn't like that.
Haven't any of that.
But I was right about that.
Yes, you were.
Dude, Julian,
yeah, were.
Julian is a baller.
Oh, Julian can play.
Big time.
All right, time to talk about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, MyBookie.ag. It's time for you to get on board, please, and check out what's going on over at MyBookie.ag. If you want to make money, we're just talking about the lines earlier. What games do you like? You like Minnesota plus the 6.5? Or you like Ohio State? You like the other side? I don't know. That's up to you. That's a personal preference. But if you think, you know, Auburn -2. Wow, they just killed Georgia. What about -2? Yes, I'll give that. Well, we'll see. Okay, away from home now, a neutral site. That's in Georgia, by the way. So we'll see how that works out. But you're the one that knows. You like a side. You feel strongly about this side. Well, how are you gonna capture anything from it? You go to mybookie.ag. You put in the promo code radio. They match up to 50% of your first deposit. Mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Casino gambling as well. All of it right now. Hurry up. Get there. Mybookie.ag.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.